Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. This is Dan Owens, and this is another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast. And this is where we cut through all the nonsense. We speak the truth about business, especially if you're in the building product space, and we try to keep your company from setting itself on fire. Again, not literally, but at least financially speaking. Hey, in today's episode, it is Volume 5, Episode 77. And what we're going to talk about today is kind of a continuation of the last podcast where we talked about sales training and CRM, how that kind of mates up and makes your sales training better. Well, now we're going to talk about CRM and lead generation or lead gen. But really what we're talking about more importantly is lead management. Okay, lead generation is easy. Lead management is hard. So that's what we're going to talk about. Today's topic, again, this is going to sting a little. And again, if CRM and lead generation, lead management turns you off, just go ahead and turn off now because I'm going to save you about 20 minutes. But if you are serious, especially if you're in the building product space, if you're a manufacturer, if you're a distributor, if you're a contractor, if you're a GC, if you're a sales rep group, or if you're even an architectural design firm, okay, this should be like one of the most important things you're looking at, especially during some uncertain times. I'm hearing mixed bag of what the expectation is for 2025. Some people are way down, some people are up. Either way, you got to manage your leads. You got to manage who's contacting you and converting those into sales. I think we'd all agree. All right. So again, we're going to talk about two things that most building product companies say they have, but they rarely use. That would be CRM and lead generation, or again, lead management, what I'd rather call it. Let's do a few definitions first. So in a business context, a CRM stands for customer relationship management. Now, it's not necessarily a software. It's a strategy. It's a strategy, a set of practices, technology that companies use to manage, analyze customer interactions and data through the entire customer lifecycle. Okay, so the goal is to improve the customer service, the communication, foster stronger relationships, drive sales, and enhance the overall business performance. Okay, so that's kind of a generic, CRM. So CRM means customer relationship management. You got that? All right, next one, lead generation. Now, again, this is something that, or lead gen is a lot of people say, and it's that word's been around for about 10 years, but really what it is the process of identifying and attracting potential customers who show interest in your company's product or services. So the goal is to convert those leads into paying customers. So that involves building awareness and interest, capturing information, qualifying the lead, and that's very important, and nurturing the leads through the various, stages of the customer lifecycle. Now, let me say this out loud. A CRM without lead management is just a filing cabinet with better fonts. Lead management and lead generation without the CRM is a dumpster fire that burns through your time, your budget, and probably your sales guy's sanity. Because, they're getting all these leads and they're not qualified, or they're getting them, they get lost in an inbox. There's no follow-up. That's what we're going to talk about today. When you bring CRM and lead management or lead generation together, baby, it's magic. It's sales fuel. It's clarity. It's follow-up on autopilot. And what I want to introduce today is my CRM that I have developed and tweaked for the building products industry. It's called Platinum Build Suite. And again, it's built for the industry. So, I'm not going to do a lot of technical jargon, no sales funnel, nurture, pipeline, blah, blah. I'm just going to talk about real talk, real solutions, and real results for your company, for your business. All right. We're going to jump in. So let's talk about the problem. The problem is there's just industry-wide sales chaos. I talk to people at trade shows. I talk to people all the time. And I don't care where you're at in the industry. It's chaos out there, folks. And this is what I've seen in my 35 years in this business. And I'm sure most of this is going to sound familiar. Let's say a contractor calls you, a manufacturer, for a quote. And then, you send it and then nothing. So, all of a sudden you got $5 million in quotes, you think, and there's no closure. You don't know the status. And then the sales manager doesn't know the ownership. They don't know what the opportunities that are out there. Okay. They just think you're doing your job and you are, but you're not managing those opportunities. Okay. Here's another one. A rep, sales rep, logs a new customer, and there's no follow-up to send them, the new customer form, credit app, all that kind of stuff. The stuff that customers have to do business with you, which, by the way, you want to make it easy. So it ends up being a ghost town. So you talk to a new customer and you're all fired up, and then nothing happens because no one hits the send button or no one is prompted to send the welcome pack. Okay. In the next examples, if your manufacturer is like independent rep team and you're managing bids and quotes through email threads through three different Gmail accounts. Now that's a recipe for disaster. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Here's another one. Your leads come in through the web, through your website. It's a form. here's the thing. You're not qualifying them. No one takes them seriously, and there's no one following up. You know, they're going to an inbox, and when they finally, you know, when the rep or whoever's following up finally sees them, they're days or weeks old. Last one, your sales team is managing customers through texts. Oh, that is a huge, to me, a big problem, because people are sending out price quotes, they're sending out technical information, and, you know, they're doing all these kind of commitments, and you have no visibility on it, and there's no record of it, because, you know, eventually that text, I know there's a digital copy of that text somewhere, but at some point it goes away, especially if that rep leaves. You've lost all the history on that conversation, and that is a problem. So does this sound familiar? I'm pretty sure it does. You know what this is? This is sales chaos, folks. It's not because the people are lazy or incompetent or whatever. It's because the tools that you are using are straight out of 1995. And your only automation that you have is your out-of-office notice on your email. And a lot of you forget to change it when you come back. That's what I'm talking about, folks. It's chaos. And here's something that most sales leaders or leadership or owners forget. If your salespeople are quoting out of a personal email account, if they're texting customers off the radar and storing customer information on their own laptop, their personal device, you don't own your sales data. That is the biggest thing I want you to take away from this. Who owns that information? It should be the company, should be you, the owner. So the minute that rep quits or ghosts you or gets poached by your competitor, you don't lose a person. You're losing your pipeline. You're losing your quote history. You're losing your customer relationship. That's not just inefficiency. That's a business risk. So if you don't control the data, you don't control the relationship. And if you don't control the relationship, you're just guessing who your customer is. So here's some stats that's going to, you know, rattle your cage. Only 32% of businesses in our industry, that's the construction building products industry, are using a CRM. That's according to the Construction Technology Report. And nearly half of those say they never really fully implement it or use it or enforce it. Why? Because it's not built for your business. It doesn't speak contractor. It doesn't understand manufacturer to distributor. It doesn't understand specification to project to purchase order to delivery. It doesn't understand warranty after it's installed or inspections during the process. It doesn't understand any of that. And the problem is, now look, almost all these CRMs, they're built on the kind of the same logic, the same premise. But it's once you buy these, you know, or a lot now it's just month to month payment, you know, you're going to lease it for a month for how many seats. And what happens, it's not built for your industry. They sell it to you, then you have to figure it out, or you have to hire someone a lot of money. That's why what I designed, and that's why what I'm trying to offer you is completely different. I have built the CRM for our industry. You don't have to worry about the tech, you know, 7 days to set you up. Boom, you're rolling. Okay. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. So if you're not interested, go ahead and turn off now. But if you're interested, if this piqued your interest, continue to listen, please. All right. So let me break this down, you know, real simple. In CRM, without lead generation or lead management, well, yeah, it's, you know, you got structure, but there's no one to sell to. And let's say you have lead generation, you got leads out there with no CRM, you've just got a bunch of names and it's just floating around like leaves in a hurricane. There's no system, there's no follow-up, there's no deals happening. Here's the thing, you need both. You need to attract and capture leads. You need to qualify them. You need to nurture them. You need to assign them. You need to communicate with them until they turn into a customer. And then more importantly, until there's a sale. So it's not about more leads. It's about managing the ones you already have already better. Now let's talk about leads and contact. You know, to me, a lead is someone you prospect, you know, someone you want to sell to, or someone who fills out a form. They're not a customer yet. And why is that? Because they haven't filled out any, you know, they don't have a credit app, they haven't bought from you. But if they're going to give you a PO, they're a customer. So there's a difference between a lead and prospect and a customer. Again, you can't sell to everyone, and nor do you want to. You want to attract and qualify your ideal customer who's going to fit with what you do the best. And again, I know that's another podcast, another discussion. So here is another statistic. So this one's a doozy. So hang on. 79% of leads that come in never convert. And that's due to, I think, no qualification, pre-qualification, and there's no follow-up. And that's according to HubSpot. There's not bad leads. There's not unqualified leads. There's leads that are probably coming into your system. You know, they may be bad leads. They may be unqualified. But a lot of the leads you're paying for in some form or fashion, and they die on the vine because someone forgot to send an email or call or follow up. So this is what I call a mindset problem, and it drives me nuts. So some companies will say, hey, now, we don't need a CRM. We know our customers. Well, let me translate that for you. Well, we're relying on Joe's memory and a yellow legal pad and hope. that everything's going to be okay. Well, you know, as you've probably heard, hope's not a strategy. Joe's memory ain't that good. He's a baby boomer. He's about to retire. You know, he forgot his anniversary last week, all right? So he's in trouble with his wife. So, and you can't scale a business on someone's memory in pen and paper anymore, or even an Excel spreadsheet. And you definitely can't grow when your leads sit in someone's inbox until they, quote, get a chance to call them back. Okay, the world has changed. Speed matters. Automation matters. Ownership of the data and the process, that's the one that matters the most. So if your sales team walks out the door, or some of them, say some of your top, you know, performers walk out the door and take half your customer relationships with them, that's not a CRM problem. That's a business leadership problem. I know that one hurt, but it's the truth. Okay, so what I want to talk about now is CRM that I've developed. It's called Platinum Build Suite, and it's powered by our Platinum Business AI software. And just for clarity, you know, Platinum Business Consulting is the company, and we also do, you know, training this, but we also have a software company. Okay, so I have a software, a really nice piece of software that does so many things, and I'm not even going to tell you about it because it'll just, your head will explode. What I want to talk about today is just CRM and lead generation, and my platform is designed by someone in the industry, me. Someone who's been in there for 35 plus years. You know, look, I've been a VP of sales. I've been a sales manager. I ran sales teams. I've had to do all these analytics. I've had to do, you know, sales analysis, and I've had to put together compensation plans. Look, I get it. What does all this mean? So when we're talking about a CRM, again, a customer relationship management, now I'm talking about software. What we want to do is provide you with pre-built pipelines for tracking jobs, you know, from spec to quote to PO to delivery, you know, all that. And we customize each pipeline depending on where you're at in our industry. So if you're an architect, you know, your pipeline looks a little different than a manufacturer versus a contractor versus a distributor, you know, et cetera. But we're going to have the pipeline already laid out. Now, obviously, we'll tweak it to your business. And then we have workflows. And that's the automation. That's the when someone enters the system, it's all the automation that automatically happens. We also have reporting, and we have, you know, a whole bunch of reports. We can slice and dice all the data all you want. You know, main thing you're looking for is, you know, how many opportunities you have out there, how many are closing, and where they're at in the stage. You know, we got reports that can tell you all, we can tell you who's following up and who's not. We can tell you who's naughty and who's nice. It's like Santa Claus. We can tell you all that. And all the automation that goes along with it, it nudges leads along when reps forget to call. And that's the whole purpose. And plus, there's a mobile access too. We have a mobile, it's on your phone. It's like, oh, it's a reminder, call Fred about that quote. I'm telling you, this is very, very powerful. Okay, so here's some of the features on what we call the lead generation. What we can do is we can put a form on your website, whether we do the website for you, whether you already have a website, and it's directly tied to your sales pipeline. And if you're really want to get sophisticated, we can do AI chatbots, we can do appointment booking. I'm going to say, don't do that. If this is kind of new to you, or you're not, you know, completely comfortable with CRM and lead generation, let's wait and do that later, because that's a whole nother topic and discussion, a lot more complex. At the very least, if you have a way to get leads into your system through a form, okay, or maybe social integrations, so like with your Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn account, you know, we can do that too. And we can set up email nurture sequences, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's all, and we do that for you. Okay. So there's no extra cost to that to get it set up and get it rolling. Hey, and best part is all this works together. Here, for example, if someone goes on your website, fills out a form, boom, it goes into your CRM. It gets tagged. It gets assigned to a rep. The follow-up starts immediately. So there's no sticky notes. There's no guesswork. There's no ghosting. It happens. It's like duct taping a sales admin, a marketing assistant, you know, in a sales rep altogether without the extra payroll cost. Okay, this is a time saver and a money saver. If you're still skeptical, let's drop some more numbers. Then again, this is according to the National Association of Home Builders and Modern Distribution Management and a couple of other sources I found that do research in our industry. 60% of salespeople give up after one follow-up. Now I'm gonna say that again, 60% of your sales team, they give up after one follow-up, okay? And we all know the average deal takes 5 to 8. I've even heard as much as 13 touches to make a deal happen. Companies that don't follow up in under 5 minutes see an 80% decrease in lead conversion. Now, that's the cool thing about automation. Look, I'm not saying, hey, a lead comes through and your sales rep is out on the road and he gets a text or an email. I'm not saying pull over and call that right then. And when someone fills out a lead form, what happens, it goes from the website to the CRM, it automatically sends them an email. That's the automatic follow-up. Just, hey, thanks for filling out this form. Our sales guy will get back to you in 24 hours, or get back to you in 5 hours, or whatever you want to set up. I mean, the faster, the better. Remember what I said, speed is the most important thing here. And again, that statistic, companies that don't follow up in under 5 minutes see an 80% decrease in lead conversion. The faster you can follow up, the faster you're going to get things moving and close the sale. All right, here's another stat. Companies that align CRM and lead generation or lead follow-up, they grow 28% faster than those that don't. Here's another one. Construction sales teams, that's, again, salespeople in our industry, they report, according to a survey, that lack of process is the number one barrier to growth, not product, not price. And again, I've seen this 100 times. So process is not only just your sales process, which is important. It's the handoff from the salesperson to the customer, customer to, you know, they send in a PO to your customer service or order management people. Then that handoff to manufacturing or distribution or fulfillment. Then that handoff to transportation, getting it delivered, you know, et cetera. So it's the lack of process throughout the whole organization that's the number one barrier to growth. And again, that's another podcast and something we could help you with. And I'm going to repeat another statistic that I gave earlier. Only 32% of the businesses in our industry are using a CRM, and nearly 50% admit to never implementing it or using it all the way. All right. So remember that. If you've got a CRM and you're not happy with it, let me know. Or if you've got one, it's limping along, I might be able to help you. If I can't, I'll tell you real quick. And here's the thing we should not forget. 100% of the companies that do not own their sales data are one resignation, one termination away from losing their sales pipeline. Yeah, that's scary. But you know that. All of you listening to this, you know, you, especially if you're a sales leader or, you know, C-suite or VP level, director level, you know that, or you should know that. So if you don't own and control your data, someone else is going to do that for you. Who is all this for? You know, so when I'm talking CRM and lead generation, lead management, it's for everyone. It's from the architect to the manufacturer, to the distributor, to the contractor, to the sales rep group. It's the architect who's trying to keep, you know, vendor partners from dropping the ball. It's the manufacturer who's tired of losing visibility after the spec. The distributor trying to track quotes and orders across multiple reps or locations. For the contractor, you know, they want to get more leads. They're trying to get more leads into their system before the competition does. And sales reps, you know, you could be juggling multiple product lines and multiple pipelines, and it's complete chaos. This helps keep you organized. So this platform was built for you, not a Silicon Valley, you know, SaaS team, you know, that's software as a service, not a digital agency that's never, you know, worked in the industry or worn steel toe shoes. You know, and again, I've seen this before, you know, companies will hire consultants to come in and fix whatever, no industry experience. Yeah, you know, maybe related, but here's the thing. A lot of these consultants that come in, they have never sold, quoted, delivered, or picked up the pieces when projects blow up. I mean, most of these folks have never had a call at Friday at 4:45 in the afternoon, and someone's chewing you out. It's usually a contractor or an installer saying, "Where's the material? I got to be off this job site next Wednesday." Yeah, if you've never had that call, then you know, I'm sorry, you don't understand what all this means and what all this can do for you. All right. That's all I'm saying. Experience matters. So here's the bottom line. If you're tired of your leads getting cold and mismanaged, if you're tired of missing quotes or forgetting to send quotes or forgetting to follow up on quotes, if you're tired of feeling like your business or your territory is running you instead of the other way around, it's time to get serious. Now, I've got some links below. Look, you can contact me directly at dan@platinumbusinessconsulting.com. There's some links you could click, schedule a quick meeting with or a call. Look, I'm not trying to sell you technology that you have to figure out. I've already got it figured out. Once you sign up, I could typically have you up and running within 7 days, no long-term contracts, and you can cancel anytime. And you know, the data is yours. You try it for 6 months and it's not for us. Okay, well, I'll send you all your, you know, everything you've put in. I'll send it back to you in an Excel spreadsheet, by the way, and it's yours. But I think most of you, if you try it and you're fully committed to it, again, management has to be involved and committed. You can't just delegate and say, "Hey, we need a CRM for our team." If you're not hands on deck, if you're not involved, boots on the ground, it's not going to work. Okay, you've got to be involved, especially in the implementation. Okay, because it's going to benefit you as well. So let me say this: a CRM that doesn't connect you to your leads and that process is worthless. And a pile of leads with no CRM, that's just, again, fuel for chaos. And if your customer relationship lives in a spreadsheet or worse in someone else's inbox that you don't own, a Gmail account that you have no visibility to, or through text, you're not building a business, you're building a disaster is what you're doing. So look, let's get the system straight. Let's get the leads, let's manage them, and let's close some deals, right? That's all I got. Simple message, folks, and I can help. Again, I've been doing this a long time, and I would love to help you, but I can't help you if I don't hear from you. Anyway, this is Dan Owens, the Platinum Business Break Podcast. Let me leave you with this. Hey, let's just don't build projects. Let's build a business that works, all right? I'm here to help you. Again, thanks again, and we will see you next time. Bye.